Alleluia, Christ is risen. Thank you for tuning in to St. Columba Anglican Church in Beaumont, Alberta, on this beautiful Easter morning. I'm Stephanie London. It's Sunday, April 9th, 2023, and this morning we're reading John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Who shows us Jesus? The garden shows us Jesus. When we were all asleep early in the morning, the garden was there first, heard him rise, held him while the life returned to his limbs. Hearing Isaiah 55, "You will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands." And living Psalm 29, "The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare, and in his temple all cry, glory." Proving what Jesus said, that when everyone else is silent, even stones will cry out praises to their Creator, speaking his name, Jesus, risen one. He steps across the threshold of the tomb, and his toes grip the smooth stone. He hears the rocks praising his name. His feet find the new grass, the dewy earth, the green leaves tingling his toes. Creation wakes, remembering with joy the first mornings and evenings when he walked in the garden in the cool of the day, and it was new, this world that God called good, and the people he loved had not yet forgotten how to walk with their God. This resurrection morning, the garden welcomes Jesus up from the grave, gives him a place to pause, feeling the green and breathing the wind, swirling his toes in the pond, waiting for his friends to open their eyes. Who shows us Jesus? Mary does. After an uneasy sleep and a restless night, she rises and wraps a blanket around her shoulders, thinly cocooned against the cold of the night and the chill of the grave and the ice of her grief. He is gone, all but his body, left lifeless in the tomb, even so she can sit, at least, where his flesh last rested on the cool stone, keeping company with the shreds he left, and pray or wait. Whatever, there is no difference now between praying and waiting, sleeping and grieving, restless tossing. I'll flatten into a murky fog in these hollow hours. She pays no attention to the garden. When confronted with the gaping mouth of his tomb, she stumbles, stomach churning, hands grasping for a branch or a stone to steady her. Vacant, shadow, torn open, pouring salt in the wound. After the horror, there is still more horror. Someone has stolen his body, and her breath, a thief has stolen her breath. Time speeds up and slows down at the same time. She is running for help, but her body feels heavy. It takes too long. She is gasping and running until she finds her friends. Her legs wobble and collapse. They have taken the Lord, and I don't know where they have gone with him. They start running too, Peter and the other one, tumbling over each other. Adrenaline driving them to the barren cave and back into the tomb and out, running breathless, frantic, in confusion. Maybe Jesus watches hidden in the garden, waiting for one of them to stop running long enough to hear him speak their name. Mary, frozen into stone, exhausted, eyes clouded with tears, collapses weeping onto the ground. And as she does, finds something missing. There is no stench of death, no stale chaos where the grave robbers dragged him away, where the grave clothes should have fallen to the floor. Instead, something shines there where death should have been. Mary blinks away the tears. As they come into focus, the angels are no less astonishing, overwhelming the small place. Puzzled, asking, "Whom are you looking for? There is no dead Christ here." She turns, and there he is, the gardener, sower of a new creation, bearer of resurrection life, calling her name, Mary. And all the joy rises from where it had hidden in the hours of her agony. She is sure, more than sure now, that God raises the dead, that death no longer stings, that the grave has no power. Jesus is reaching in now, pulling her up from the tomb. "Go and tell them that I am capital A alive." Mary runs with purpose now, carrying the news that will heal the world. The apostle to the apostles, "I have seen the Lord." Mary doesn't stop running there. To her last breath, she keeps running, telling those words, "I have seen the Lord, and he is alive." All the way to Rome, where she goes to the emperor and tells him Jesus is alive. To the churches she helps build, you can look it up in Romans 16:6, and long after she has gone to glory, those words live, because Jesus lives, because in his life God's new creation spreads, God's new people hear and learn and walk a new and spirit-breathed way with Jesus Christ, the way of love. Who showed you Jesus? Who read you the stories and taught you to pray, held your hand, listened? Who told you Jesus is alive? Who pointed out what he's doing now? Who showed you Jesus? This morning, who speaks your name? The one who threw off the grave clothes and rose the firstborn of the new creation. Hear him call you to life, the one who rose from the dead, healing in his footsteps, life in his breath, calling you out, sending you running, joy in your heart and on your lips, with the words that change the world. Jesus is alive. Alleluia. Jesus is alive.